99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT.
It's live and it is local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. Guess who's back?
I'm back from the dead. I'm back. I'm alive.
I don't know if you could say that he's been dead. Did you? How was your vacation?
Oh, I got a lot to say about that, man.
Yeah,
got a lot to say. I don't have time now.
I guess so. Well, you know what? Let's quickly.
I've been gone for 13 days. Let me ask: is the vote counting from the election finally over?
Well, you know,
maybe
here, maybe not in Georgia. I don't know. Anyway.
By the way, we never talked about this recent phenomena, and this happened the election before it, too, of crowds suddenly showing up close to the closing time for polling places. Lately, it's always, the polls had to stay open hours later to let everyone in line vote after the 7 o'clock close. After all these days of early voting, with just a handful of people and the polling places during that time, who are these people who head out to the polling place at 6:30 p.m. on election night to vote? I don't understand.
I have a theory. They're the people that keep those election night results news medias going, because it's one of the it's those people who are on the fence about, I don't know if elections and my votes count, blah, 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 blah. And then what happens is they watch the media, and the media says something like, oh, you know, we're only 12 votes off from, you know, this congressman or whatever.
Know.
And
it's...
then people rush down to the polls. They're like, all right, screw it. I've got.
You know, it is a nagging thought to me. I mean, do people crowd the last hour so that the verifications are rushed? You know, as in you can't deny a vote. It's the last day. And, you know, Catherine Cortez Masto asked the Nevada Supreme Court ahead of time to make the election day a late night affair, and they turn that down, but they still keep it open till the last person is voting.
Wow.
You can't deny the vote. Anyway, I don't want to go back to that
denier?
Time. I don't want. No, I just a nagging thought. Call it
just real quick. Let's run down the show this morning. First of all, thank you, everybody, for joining us. You can always stream us live, 991fmtalk.com. We're on Facebook as well. Just search for Live and Local with John and Jay. This morning, Rick Canale, a local real estate expert in the house. Todd Cleary, he's a financial coach. He's going to be talking to us. Not an advisor, a coach. There's a little bit of a difference there.
Talking money, okay.
Yeah. We're going to have the Nevada Railroad Museum call in, Dan Thielen from them. That's going to be in the 10 o'clock hour. Also, About Town Deb, John.
Debbie McCarthy.
Yeah,
I've always been a big fan.
Yeah, me as well. So she's going to be she's a podcaster, and she's going to be in here to talk to us about
Reno.
Yeah, Reno.
Everything. She knows everything about it.
I wonder if she knows as much as our Phil Reno from last week. That'll be interesting.
And it's so cool to hear about events before they happen.
Right.
I'm so even I don't find out about great events until the day after or 2 days after. So
right.
That's a cool thing.
Well, if you're a Reno resident and you're on Nextdoor.com or on Facebook, you may have seen a recent story about a couple here in town that got both of their cars stolen.
Yeah.
We have a horror story coming up at the bottom of the 11 o'clock hour we're going to tell you about. And the folks who actually got their cars stolen are coming in here to talk about it this morning right here on 99.1 FM Talk at Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. John, it is time once again for News and Comment.
I never gave my name. I'm John Potter. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you are.
That's
people should know
the
that.
Other voice.
I said
and by
name.
The way, before I get into the news, I heard what you said last Saturday, that you didn't do the news because you don't trust the news. I heard that.
Well, hold on. In the mainstream media. What I was trying to say is that I consider myself.
I was going to say my news.
No. That's why I said we don't need to give you any, because listen. We do top and bottom of the hour news, but there is also local pressing stories. So if there's something super local and pressing, I guess we need to talk about it. We absolutely do. But other than that, I mean, how much news do we need to give these people? I mean, they're already getting a lot of news crammed down their throat is what I say.
You know, this reminds me of a quote. I think it was Mark Twain. I think if you don't read the newspaper, you are uninformed. If you do read the newspaper, you're misinformed.
And I said that last week on the show.
Did you really?
I absolutely did. That's one of my favorite quotes. I say that almost daily to Uber riders.
And also, let's add, the same goes for TV news and especially the internet, right?
Well, right.
Okay. We're set aside from that. It's 9/11. Yes.
Yeah, it is a perfect time to start.
That's news and comment now this morning. In Tahoe, it is all winter. Up there this morning, 2 feet of snow was already on the Sierra before another coating event went through late yesterday. It means plenty of powder for skiers. Down at Mammoth Mountain Ski Resort, where 30 inches was measured, they are calling this the snowiest early season in 10 years. A winter storm watch is now in effect for Tahoe and Reno into Monday morning for some more. Most of the snow could be coming in tonight through Sunday, should be coming in tonight through Sunday. And most of the Tahoe ski resorts are open. Diamond Peak Ski Resort at Incline Village just opened minutes ago this morning. Democrats have rearranged their primary lineup for the next presidential election. Nevada party leaders and lawmakers had pushed to be the first state to choose favorites, but President Biden apparently did not agree. The Democrat National Committee chose instead, for reasons of diversity, they say, South Carolina to have the first contest. Nevada will be the second state, voting on February 6th, the same day as New Hampshire, followed by Georgia and Michigan. The Iowa caucus, the longtime first state, is now down the list. Democrat leaders feel the state is too white. They didn't like Iowa's botched primary in 2020, remember that? And Iowa's biggest sin, it voted twice for Donald Trump. So it's not even in the first category of primaries for the Democrats now. Iowa and New Hampshire say they will not go along with this change, but the Democrat committee also voted new rules that will punish states that don't go along with their new primary lineup. Not fair. As my uncle Colonel Potter would say, horse hockeys.
Colonel Potter?
Whatever. For Nevada, it's a move up to the number two primary state, tied with New Hampshire. So we did move up a spot. A building was evacuated in downtown Reno yesterday after sheriff's deputies and firefighters were called in to investigate an envelope containing white powder. The building at the corner of South Center and Liberty Street near Virginia houses Washoe County Social Services and the county's public defender. It was evacuated after three people came in contact with the substance, which was later found to be not dangerous. No injuries were reported. The building and streets reopened after a few hours. Bats have permanently closed a Washoe Valley fire station. Yes, bats. Truckee Meadows Fire and Rescue Station 30 near Bowers Mansion will not reopen. They say rehabbing it will cost too much.
You know, so this has been closed a while, actually, right?
Yes, since summer. Story. Yeah. They said it was temporary then because the bats took over. They couldn't get them out for a while, and apparently bats do tons of damage. Had no idea. Station 30 was one of the two fire stations serving Washoe Valley. Chief Charles Moore said the plan was to consolidate the two down the road with a new station, but now that's going to happen sooner. In the meantime, the East Lake Fire Station on the east side of Washoe Lake will cover the valley between Reno and Carson City. Who will Reno's next chief of police be? We're down to two finalists right now. Sparks Police Chief Christopher Crawford and Stockton Deputy Chief Catherine Nance. The choice will be made soon. Current Chief Jason Soto retires in January. The new chief will have some work to do. An internal police department survey revealed some negative feelings, and this is a survey that 128 Reno Police Department employees answered. Some complained of low morale and inadequate staffing. Others brought up political agendas in the department. The survey report said, quote, "The chief of police in Reno should prioritize supporting officers through ongoing social reform while also holding officers accountable. And there is a sense that officers and civilian staff do their best with what they perceived as poor leadership and a lack of resources, as well as a lack of respect from the community and city leadership." This is the in-house survey. This is what they came up with. That was the summary. Well, you know, criminals now know there are light sentences for what they do. A quote from Adam Smith really says it all. Mercy to the guilty is cruelty to the innocent. And finally, a plug for radio news. Too many radio stations don't understand the component that local news can add to their programming. People who have made Nevada their home want to be familiar with it and know what's going on. Look at the Reno Reddit, Facebook, Nextdoor. They are abuzz with people, young and old, talking about what they heard about in local news. And what an opportunity. Our newspaper is slowly disappearing. Music stations that add local news to their mornings can score big. It is their one big advantage to get people back from streaming. They want to hear what's going on. In my day, every radio station had local news in the morning. And it's really shocking that it's hard to find it now. Did you hear? Now our internet is full of, did you hear about this? No. What happened? And then the rumors start, you know. Facebook, I'm looking at you. And we're into that Christmas countdown, 22 days now. Folks, my Save for Later cart on Amazon is now up to $1.2 million. And who remembers the great Cabbage Patch Kids Stampede of 1984? Shopping soon is going to be like a mosh pit with prizes. You know, my wife has been leaving jewelry catalogs all over the house. I got the message. I'm getting her a magazine rack. I know. It was nice knowing me. There's
is she,
a great.
Is she going to get you a tie, John?
Yes, one more tie. Oh. There's a great gift I saw at one shop. It's a welcome mat that reads, "Did you call first?" Now, I saw the gift shop. I think it was on Plum, but Amazon has it too. That's all it says. You know, you call first before you knock on the door?
That's pretty funny.
Yeah,
I did. You know what? My ex-in-laws had a sign that said "Grandkids always welcome, parents by appointment only." So
I've never seen that one. That's good.
Yeah, that is a good one.
And by the way, I hate it when the cashiers feel the need to check if my money is real. If I could make counterfeit money, why would I be a Dollar Tree? I'm John Potter.
All right. I'm Jay Biggs. We're going to be right back here. More comment, no more news. Hey, we got a snort out of John. He must be happy to be back.
Snippy.
Yeah, it's 99.1 FM Talk. Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
Speak now. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
All right, we're back here live and local with John and Jay, 99.1 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. We're going to go into a traffic report that's brought to you by Ahern Rentals Hardware and Supply, the Carson Valley's favorite hardware store, featuring a full selection of steel, echo, and walker equipment. Gear up for fall with yard necessities and rugged Carhartt clothing. Ahern Rentals Hardware and Supply. Well, unless you're traveling around Mina or Golconda, I don't even know if that's...
Mina.
Is it? Okay, well, thanks for the dueling traffic report, John. I guess nothing's going on to report, really, other than chain and snow tie requirements this morning, which are in effect on the 431 Mount Rose Highway. Also, the 50, if you're traveling between Carson and Tahoe, stints around 28-267 as well in Northern California. But everything's A-OK on the 395 and 80, at least for commuters, and on the 341 between Virginia City and here, and going down to Smith & Mason Valley on the 95. So...
John. I want to take you on a ride through the rurals like I just put my wife through.
Yeah,
My, wife is from here, but she worked nonstop as a doctor until she retired. She had never seen Highway 50, never gone east, never seen Highway 95. She's never seen Highway 93, so we did it all.
Well,
that's where I was.
Okay, so I think that's so awesome. I wasn't sure if you were doing a staycation or what. That's why I said last week. I said...
I had to show off, you know, and first we rented a car, and I do that because they get better mileage.
And there's no DEF fluid.
Than my truck. There's no DEF in it. I mean, if you shop around, you can find a car rental, you know, around $30 a day. It was fun 20 years ago when you can find $6 a day. That wasn't too long ago. But anyway, I picked up this new SUV. The options on this thing, Jay. It had one button that said rear wiper. I was afraid to push it. Anyway, the price has gone up at all the gas stations' air pumps, I'm sorry to say. Has anybody noticed this? The cost to fill up your tires at these pumps has gone up. It's a dollar now at some places to get air in your tires. Must be inflation.
Bidenflation?
It was always a complimentary service offered to the public. You know, goodwill and all that. I grew up thinking air was free until I bought my first bag of chips. Then I... But anyway,
I've never heard that one before. That's great.
Did you know there are some gas stations in town that charge $1.50 for air?
Yeah, I remember it being like 75 cents, and all of a sudden it literally doubled.
There's a couple here that take credit cards for air.
Well, yeah. I've seen that at 7-Eleven, actually.
Did you know that in California, gas stations are not allowed to charge for air?
What?
It's even printed right there on the air pump in very teeny tiny writing, but it's there. If there's a pay slot on the air pump in California, the station is legally required to provide you with a free token. See, nobody knew this.
Oh, wow.
Although nothing is really free. I mean, they just add the cost to the price of gas out there. And it's hard enough finding air. It's not available at most gas stations anymore. Or it's broken, you know, and doesn't have the hose or the nozzle. There's a gas station on old 395 Washoe Valley that has had its air pump under repair for years.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I pulled in. I said, wasn't this not working when I was here in the 1970s? I have this irritating, super sensitive dash warning light that goes on if the tire is like really cold.
Yeah, I do too.
Or just a single digit lower. It's so irritating.
I had that last week happen to me. And even though it reinflated or not reinflated, but the tire pressure went up to where it was had more pressure than the other tires, it still showed as being low because I hadn't got in and got the sensor recalibrated.
Wow.
Yeah. So
the thing is so picky.
They are.
And it seems I'm always hunting for air now because of that.
Well, maybe it's the
dumb light.
It's the clean air. Maybe that there's some sort of a cleaning system inside of that machine, and you know, because we all the greenhouse gases and all that good stuff that's in the air now, the pollution.
You'll be proud of me. I made it a point to show my wife Yerington your town. Yeah.
Love Yerington.
Yeah, we stayed.
And speaking of Yerington, we're going to be I'm going to be announcing the
Christmas
next
parade.
Week. Yeah, the Christmas parade down there.
Yeah.
That's cool. Going to be fun.
One issue I have with Yerington.
Huh.
The Maverick, the Valero, the Golden Gate, the Sinclair, they all had the exact same price for regular gas.
There's no competition.
This is last Sunday. How could this be? $2.67 at the only four gas stations in this town. How can they're all different companies? They all pay different amounts for delivery and for the basics and the contracts and everything. How could it be that they are all exactly the same? And I hear it's always that way there.
It's a good question. Well, you know, you got to wonder, are the gas station owners gouging these days? Is it? Not
I think
just...
I won't say gouging. I think they have a friendly lunch together.
Well, you know, I mean, we all call it political and administrations get blamed and all that. But I don't know at the root of it if it really is 100% that or if there are gas station gougers. Because you're right. Like in Sun Valley, gas is very cheap. And I know this from driving Uber. Sun Valley, gas is very cheap. East Sparks, gas is very cheap. Mm-hmm. The rest of town, you can find it on Kitski. That little city market that's on Kitski just north of the Sinclair at Mill.
Yeah.
That place is the cheapest in on the valley floor you can find.
But we're talking about a town that is pretty well landlocked. I mean, there's no gas station for dozens of miles
but
outside
of Yerington.
But it's still
$1 cheaper than Reno.
And you need gas in Yerington, and you pay $2.67 a gallon. That's it. I mean, they know that if one gas station breaks the mold there and goes 2 cents cheaper, well, then everybody has to join in, and that results in less profits. I'm not saying that's what they're doing, but they're not the only town where, you know, the gas is the same price at every station in town. But Oh, heck, I'm just paranoid.
Maybe so. Anyway, that's a good question.
I love Yarrington, and I'm going to be speaking there at some event there in February. So I'm speaking for the town folk is what I'm doing here.
That should be a good time, man, definitely. And next week at the Christmas parade, that's going to be a good time, as I announced down there, of course, representing.
Well, after what I said, they're going to throw rotten apples at you. So
you think so? Where are you going to find rotten apples this time of year?
My refrigerator.
Under an apple tree?
Exactly. Under
the apple tree that Paul lost.
Still some left.
The ones that aren't. Yeah,
How about here? You know, some kind soul brings in a bushel of apples in this place, and they are untouched. Untouched. Oh, nobody touches them.
Well, if somebody throws a rotten apple at me, it's going to be rotten apple on rotten apple crime. I'll say that. All right. Well, hey, we need to go take a quick break. I do want to plug this, though. Just remember, you know, we talked about this at the beginning of the hour, but through the week, we do have news that you need to make sure you check out in the morning with Craig Swope. He's right here each and every Monday through Friday with you in the mornings on 99.1 and 92.3. During the midday, Phil of Reno, who was in here last week, what a great time we had with him. He does the local news throughout the day. And, of course, you can check me out in the afternoon doing that local news as well. But now, John, we got a break for national news.
All right, Fox News.
Coming up right now, 99.1 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
I was going to say the snow. Awesome. You know, last week, the snow was almost gone from Peavine. Last week, I was like, can I put out my tomatoes now? Or is it best to wait a week or two?
Right.
I'd like to have tomatoes by Christmas. I don't know. That's where my mind was going. It was unbelievably bare last week. But, man, I love it now. It's great.
I guess so. Well, anyway.
And welcome, Diamond Peak. They just opened this morning.
Absolutely. And you can catch that on the ski reports, which we do here at Evans Broadcast each and every week on all of our cluster of radio stations as well, which I produce. And each and every week, speaking of that, we have Rick Canale, our local real estate expert, in the house from RE/MAX Gold. Good morning, Rick. How are you this morning, sir?
Good morning. It's good to be here on Live and Local with John Potter and Jay Biggs.
Yes, thank you. Well, you can actually say John this week because he's here with us.
That's right.
It's not just me, you, and your wife.
And he's got a great sense of humor this morning, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Actually, you know
Somebody
what?
Noticed.
You know, he saved up jokes for two whole weeks.
They are not jokes. They're observances.
Ugh. Anyway, anyway, we're all good in small doses, right?
I'm a sensitive, paranoid man.
All right. Well, we don't want homeowners to get paranoid about property price drops, and that's why we got Rick Canale in the house this morning, Rick. And let's talk about this because I think it's something that's pressing right now.
Well, it's a good topic. In fact, this past week, I have seen on the multiple listing service, for instance, in Carson Valley, there was a home listed back in May. This is before the June drop that we saw and everything. It was listed for $850,000, okay?
Right.
And recently, they lowered the price, $100,000 to $750,000. I'm seeing that going across the board.
Wow.
Not $100,000, but I'm seeing a lot of price drops.
Right.
And so homeowners, you know, they're saying, what's going on? Why is this happening? And recent experts have said, when I say experts, I don't always talk about the news, right? I'm talking about economists who study real estate and know the history of real estate. They have seen the fluctuations going up and down. But today, sellers are having a very difficult time in understanding this concept, and they're still trying to list their homes at a higher price, and they're lasting on the market for a long, long time. So, for instance, here in Reno, and I'm just going to talk about Reno, but it kind of goes throughout the whole area here in northern Nevada, the median home price in Reno is now about $535,000, down from $615,000 in May, okay?
Oh, is that how high we got? Oh, my gosh.
So that's an $80,000 difference in the change, or 13% price drop.
Wow.
And we're not going to see this. It's going to continue to happen, and there's reasons why we've talked about it. I'm not talking about them a little bit more, But homeowners should brace for this property price drop because there's a lot of things happening in the economy with inflation, with the high mortgage rates, less buyers out there.
Well, I would personally, and again, as everybody knows, I rent. I don't own a home, so maybe you can inform me. I would be concerned when things start dropping. You said 13%. Well, when the mortgage rates go up higher than the price is dropping, that would seem to me to be, like, not a good thing. And the mortgage rates aren't obviously at 13%, but if your price is dropping that much versus the mortgage rates, is that a good or a bad thing for folks? I mean,
I don't look at anything good or bad. I look at it as conditions that we have to face if we're selling a home or buying a home, and how do we prepare for those in that sense.
Fair enough.
Okay? Because the real estate market is continually fluctuating, and it just happened to be that now, after the last 2 years, we've seen a lot of situations. For instance, people who bought over the from 2001 to, say, May or June of 2022, they bought high. And so if they have to sell now, they're going to have to understand that the price that they paid for that home might not necessarily be the price that they're going to get for that home when they go and sell it, because we're seeing now the price reductions happening. But the reason that this is happening is because we are seeing that the need of affordability.
Right.
All right. We're seeing the a lot of things that are affecting it.
People would rather just work a 40-hour-a-week job instead of a 40-hour-a-week job and a 20-hour part-time job to pay the rent and mortgage, right?
Right. And, you know, the housing market has been pummeled by the Federal Reserve lifting the interest rates this year, okay? And so we've seen this ease a little bit, but not a whole lot. And the indications of the market is that it has yet to reach the bottom. And we expect, anywhere from a 5 to 20% over the next year in order to restore. But the Feds are trying to do restore the pre-COVID price to income ratio. And so that's what's happening. And even Fannie Mae's economic and strategic research groups expect home prices to hit a low point in the second quarter of next year, with a recovery the year after. So it's not all bleak. It's all what's happening in the market. But these are factors that when a person sells a home, they've got to understand what's happening. And so if, for instance, Jay, you had a home that you wanted to sell, and you consulted your realtor. What would you want that realtor to tell you?
I would want them to be honest with me, first of all, but I would want them to tell me how to get the most value out of my home.
Exactly. You want to get top dollar, and the way to get top dollar is to understand what the markets are doing, correct?
Right, absolutely.
Right, and you want them to be honest with telling you what home prices compared to their homes are selling for.
Right.
Okay, the expectation, even if you have a great home, and a lot of homes out there are in really good shape, if you have that, even if you bought it, say, like in, you know, the first part of this year, you're going to have to understand what other homes like that are selling for. So if you're selling a home and buying in another area, it's the same market.
Right.
And I don't like to say buy high, sell high, buy high, or sell low, buy low. You just understand what the market's doing. And so if somebody's telling you what is giving you the facts, here's what the comparable home prices are selling like yours in the area. And you have to understand that so that you can get the top dollar. And again, we talked about the three P's, you know, preparation, pricing, and promotion in order to get top dollar. Those are key factors. But for instance, now we're looking at homes that we have not seen before, a lot of expired homes.
Right.
Interesting. I just did a study this morning. Over the last 60 days, Reno, Sparks, Fernley, Yerington, Dayton, Carson City, Carson Valley, which is, you know, Minden, Gardnerville, Genoa, there's been a total in the last 60 days of 100 homes that have been taken off the market, or what they call delisted.
People just like, okay, the market's not going the way we want, we're going to just take it off.
Exactly right. So what they've done is they have put their home on the market at a price they thought they could get for it, or have been told they could get for it, but it hasn't sold. They either haven't had any offers, they haven't had any showings, or they're just not getting the type of response that they'd like to see. And so if you want to sell your home in today's market, you have to understand that motivation is very key. If you're just out there saying, I'm going to put my home on the market and see if I'm going to get somebody who wants to buy this at my price,
right,
when it's not within a reasonable area of pricing, it's not going to sell.
And so, this isn't just free information you give each and every week right here on 99.1 and 92.3. You can also go to rickhasbuyers.com, right?
Right, right.
And check out that info.
So this is information that I would make free to you and be able to help you with. So of those 100 homes that sold, the average days on the market have been 120 days, right? The minimum days on the market, 58 days on the market. The max on the average, 249 days on the market. Gosh, if you put a home on the market, and we know it's going to be longer days on the market, you want to get it sold within a reasonable period of time.
Right.
And so you've got to know what your competition is, and you've got to be able to price it appropriately so that you can win in that bidding. But keep in mind, too, that as a seller, realtors don't control the market. We don't control the pricing. Who controls it are the buyers. When the buyers come in and say, hey, I will buy your home at this price, and you're getting a lot of people saying that, listen to what they have to say. Of course, buyers are trying to get the home for the least amount of money that they can,
right,
and you're trying to sell your home for the most amount that you can, but in between there's a place that is compromised. I've seen homes that have gone for asking price here recently, but mostly we're seeing homes go below the asking price.
Wow.
So keep that in mind so that when your realtor like me comes and talks to you, don't be afraid to ask questions. And if somebody comes in and says, hey, Rick, I'm going to sell your home, and we're going to list it $10,000 over the prices of what other homes are selling for, question them and ask, why do you think that is?
Right.
If you're serious about selling your home, and those are the ones who are actually selling their homes, are the ones who are motivated and are pricing it well.
Well, Rick, was my dad right? He always said the dumbest questions one never asked.
Exactly right. No, that's a very good point because, you know, interview your realtor.
Right.
Ask them, why is it that you feel this is? Let them show you the facts. Let them talk to you plainly.
Right.
And then listen to their counsel. If you don't have to sell, don't sell your home now.
Right. Because, right. And something to think about, too, is that even if you sell your house right now high on a market, you're going to have to go buy somewhere else. So unless you're downgrading and you know it and that's what your plan is, or you're moving to an area with a lower income ratio or something, you know, then chances are you're going to have to go buy high or sell for that price anyways. You know what I mean?
You're going to be buying the same market. I talk to realtors in Florida and Texas and Arizona, up in Dakota, Colorado Springs. I talk to them all around the nation. The market is pretty much the same everywhere. So,
right, it's
again, if you're buying in today's, if you're selling in today's market and you're moving somewhere else or even staying in the area, you're going to be buying in that same market.
Right.
So it's not a question of how much you think you're losing. Okay?
Right.
You're not.
Right. Absolutely.
So if you have any questions about how to properly price your home, how to get any information on it, please feel free to call me. I'm Rick Canale, and you can reach me at 775-790-0574. Or you can go to my website at Rick Has Buyers or Rick Has Sellers. And if you go to rickhassellers.com, there's a free report there, and I'm offering it for free. You go on there, and you find out what it takes to get your home prepared and what you need to do to sell your home in today's market.
So all right. The two websites, they have different content.
Actually,
one is focused just to the sellers and the other to the buyers. That's interesting.
Well, if you go to Rick Has Buyers, that's my main domain for my website. And on there's tabs there that says buyers and sellers, and there's information that might be pertinent to you for free. All you have to do is put your name and your email and information on there to get access to that. It's free. It's digital. You can access it right away, and you can start exploring what you need to do and information you'd like to have, because I believe in education. If you're an uninformed seller, uninformed buyer, it's not going to work for you. But if you know what you do, you can make that informed decision for yourself. I'm here to counsel you on what's there, what's going to work for you, and you can take that advice or not.
He does all the work.
He does.
He does. But anyway, I just want people to know that I'm here for you.
Right.
I'm Rick Canale. I'm your home sold guarantee guy. And I want to be your realtor.
All right. And he's a good man. And he's here with us each and every Saturday. 9:30 a.m. It's usually about 9:34 after our Fox News. But, Rick, thank you once again for joining us this morning. And we're definitely going to be talking to you next week as well about buying or selling homes. And if you have any questions, 775-884-9910. Please feel free to give us a call and make some comment about anything we're talking about right here this morning. All right, John, we're going to be right back here. John Potter. Yeah, John Potter's back in the studio after a nice, well-deserved vacation. It's next right here, 99.1 FM Talk, Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
Need to talk.
Love to talk.
Gotta talk.
Talk, 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 talk.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
99.1 FM Talk.
Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. It looks like we're going to take a look at traffic brought to you by Ahern Rentals Hardware and Supply, the Carson Valley's favorite hardware store with the best customer service. Don't wander around a big box store. Get the help and supplies you need at Ahern Rentals Hardware and Supply. Now, John, as I take a look here at the NHP screen, there's nothing going on in Mina. Did I say that right?
Mina.
Okay. It's a minor mistake. On my part. But other than that, looks like we have those chain and snows on the 50 and 431 Mount Rose Highway up towards Tahoe from Reno and Carson City and around 28 in the Tahoe area. But otherwise, we're looking pretty good out there, John.
I love those little towns, by the way.
You just went on that recent tour of all those little
towns. Well, let me see. The first night we drove across Highway 50. By the way, every time you drive on those two-lane highways, there's always the close call. I'll have to just retire from going. People are more impatient than ever. And before you know it, there's something barreling down your lane and you got to play chicken at the end.
Right.
Playing chicken on Highway 50, I hate doing it. But anyway, we spent our first night in Ely. The Copper Queen. Love the Copper Queen, but Ely is, they got a lot of new things out there. Sadly, Austin and Eureka are just about dead. I was talking to some people there, and they said that it really kind of always was slow there because the new generation prefers speed, so they take 80. They don't really like to crawl along 50. They don't really, are not really into the Nevada
like
history
the
or anything
highway
like
that. Or something like that. Isn't that what they call it?
Yeah. It's really lonely now. They say the pandemic really just sealed it. There's just one shop open in Austin. And
I got a good friend from Austin, Kerry Ramos.
I love the town. I really do.
Yeah. And I'll tell you that little, I've seen pictures of, I've never actually drove 50 before, which is kind of surprising. I always wanted to go along that extraterrestrial highway. Did you guys do that?
Yeah, pass by that.
What do you think? Did you see anything?
Yeah, I did, Jay.
Is that what happened to you? You were overtaken by aliens? You didn't have any, you weren't abducted? I'm sorry, but when I think of like, there's Kamala. But listen.
Another good town, Kingston. And they got a good sense of humor there. They have a sign that says Kingston International Airport.
Like so Jamaica?
We spent a night in Ely. Then we spent a night in Pioche. Then three nights in Vegas. I got to tell you about the new tricks Las Vegas casinos are using to get your money that I hope these don't make their way
resort
to the Reno casinos. Oh, no, that's old hat. In Vegas now, they don't give you back your change on slot redemption tickets. You get dollars only and a little ticket for your change that you have to take to the cashier's desk and wait in line, which, of course, very few people will do. Or you have a choice of donating your change to charity on the machine, which the casino then takes their tax deduction on.
Oh my
they do this. My hotel phone actually charged for local calls by the minute. Treasure Island.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, that's back. Any way Vegas can get money, they'll do it. Okay, and here's another one.
Oh my God, I'm going to stay with the homeless underneath the street.
Casino bar. Billed me $17, Johnny Walker Black, when I asked for, and I witnessed them pouring me the doers. $17 for a Johnny Walker Black scotch. That's Mandalay Bay. And casinos charge you a lot for parking in their parking garages. For 1 hour, it was $15 at Mandalay Bay. For 1 hour.
What?
Now, Mandalay Bay is important because...
Oh, did you run into the security guard, Jesus Campos, while you were there?
No.
Oh, okay.
Who's that?
Oh, good question. Never mind. Keep going.
Well, thanks for breaking my thought. What was I on?
It was $15 for a whiskey.
Oh, yeah. $15 for 1 hour to park in Mandalay Bay. Now, hey, this is important because when UNR plays Vegas like they did last weekend, it's right next door to the stadium where UNR played UNLV. Unfortunately, UNLV won.
You know what? I got to tell you that I have an observation, man. It is weird because I thought things were really serious between Reno and Vegas, whereas, like, if you lived in Vegas, you wanted to be a rebel. If you lived in Reno, you wanted to be a Wolfpack person. And everybody that I pick up from UNR on Uber is from Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't know this, but tuition, I guess, for UNR, mm-hmm. for an in-state student is something like $8,000 a year. It's really, really cheap. It's more expensive to actually live at UNR than it is to go to UNR, and
yes.
Every student
and the basic
has
cost
this.
Of living in Vegas is cheaper than Reno. The rents are cheaper and
yeah,
such. But if you have all these Vegas people riding in your Uber, hit them with all these fees like they're doing to us.
Well, I do. Think up
some fees,
I guilt trip them into tipping me.
No, I'm
yes,
serious. Think
you.
Up some. Will Uber let you do that?
What? Fees for other
clean
things?
Coffee cup fee, all this
oh,
kind of
I
stuff.
I should start
you
charging
do.
For clean air too, like
air.
Yes,
air costs $1.50 money now.
Air charge inside of my Uber. Oh my gosh! And now I'm getting played off because of that one.
All right, we got a financial coach. A financial coach up next.
Yes, absolutely. Clarity Financial is going to be in the
money.
House. Todd Clary, it's next right here. 99.1 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.